Anyone listening on the SC Astronet, this is Tara Flame, piloting the starship Devon Scepter on patrol in Beta Cassiopeiae, and I'm starting to question my decision to take an assignment in uncolonized star system. Haven't talked to anyone in a week. Still, nice scenery. Some lovely gas clouds.
I figured you'd love to work unsupervised.
Hello, who is this?
I'm going to forgive the insult, since let's face it, the transmission quality sucks over these transponders. I tell you what, TF, you get three guesses.
Casey and... Smith.
Hey, you remember!
If only I could forget you, old lady killer.
If only it stopped there. So you made Vanguard after all, a free agent of the League of Planets, captain's discretion, and you chose to come here?
I heard some reports about ships encountering an unknown craft in the nebula. Possibly hostile. Where are you hailing from?
Listening post extension XJ2. I've heard some of those reports. You think those Zoomer kids saw anything?
If it were just the kids, I wouldn't be out here. A Polarian crystal ship reported an encounter with an unknown object when they were out here on a pilgrimage. They say it opened fire on them.
But you haven't seen anything yet, I take it.
Not a blip.
I tell you what, if you get bored, you can always head on over here. XJ2 isn't much, but we do have the finest selection of wine and spirits ever for a Class 5 minimum staff station.
That's a nice offer, but I think I'll keep looking for a little while. If it is just people in living crystals seeing things, there should be something to explain what they saw. Maybe if I get closer to the nebulae.
You sure your ship can take all that?
Not at all. Let's find out.
Careful, TF.
I will if you stop calling me that. Gas cloud up ahead, settling into distance of 100 kilometers.
Did you see anything yet?
Sensors are acting up quite a bit, actually. Thought I was still in the safe zone. Am I broadcasting okay?
You know, you could have done that earlier. Or did you just put in a call so that you'd have a witness?
Well, at the very least, someone has to notify my next of kin. Hang on. This may be just paying off.
What is it?
Can't tell for sure. Just a blip right now. Definitely inside the cloud.
Sounds like pirates to me. Most ships couldn't detect anything in there. It'd be a perfect staging point for an ambush.
Could be just about anything that wants to be concealed. Whatever it is, I can't be sure from out here. I need to get closer without scaring it off.
The cloud's gonna play hell with the sensors. I can keep communication open, I think.
What's your sensor loadout on that station? Can you see any better?
I can bounce a few signals around and get at least a tactical readout. Better than nothing.
Here goes. Entering the cloud now.
Tara, can you read me?
Loud, not quite clear. What about me?
A bit like you've got a fishbowl on your head, but otherwise okay.
The craft is stationary now. So far, not a configuration I recognize. Very smooth.
I'm reading power, but not much else. No chance of getting a tag. Of course, it could just be some fancy custom ship designed for some Centauran prince.
You're not seeing this. I've got visuals, and it's not like any ship I've ever seen.
Hang on. I'm reading a surge. Big energy buildup on the craft. Stay back.
Hailing frequencies on. Unidentified craft. Do not be alarmed. We come in peace. Please identify yourself.
If this thing could be priming weapons, Tara.
I'm looking very closely.
Tara, this ship could wipe you out entirely.
There are no reports of it attacking anyone. I think it's
look out, Tara. It's on the moon.
Revving engines the whole time. Right, I've got a lock on it. Time to see how fast this mystery craft is.
Greeting your pursuit, Terra. I'll try and observe from up here, but there's already a ton of static interference, and it's only going to get worse.
God damn, this ship is fast! I'm already up to 0.9 AUs per hour and already starting to lose
still
ground.
Still flying at sublight speeds, though.
I had to come from somewhere. Maybe it just wants a chase.
Tara, I have back to Jeffrey. I have both of you headed into the Huntsu Maelstrom.
Hard not to notice that. I'm afraid I have to keep going.
I'll try and talk you through it. You want to spell out the island clouds coming up on your starboard.
Notice those.
Damn, the bogey just passed right through them. Looks like it's taken the long way past the Borgstrom cloud. You might be able to shortcut through there.
You've never been in a Borgstrom cloud before, have you?
I know it messes with the sensors, but not much beyond that.
Sensors? Hell, it messes with your own perception.
Well, you could steer past.
Nah, you're right. The shortcut's better.
So, Tara, what do you see?
Casey, I think you're trying to talk to me, but let's just say you're not coming through. And it's hard enough to concentrate with all these bats flying across the screen. Okay. Tara, just keep your bearings. Lie straight. Ignore the clown playing with the controls. Wait, Casey, I've got an idea. Am I on the right track? Growl once for yes and twice for no. Okay, I'm going to assume that was a yes.
Tara, you're out. Can you hear me?
Okay. I am never doing that again while I'm on duty. Well, let's see where our friend is.
Coming up behind you, do you have some way of slowing him down?
First things first, Casey. You're assuming it's a he. Second, actually, I'm not sure yet. Don't want to damage the craft. May technically be possible to throw a tractor beam on at this speed if I aim well enough. Scope's a little dodgy from all that energy in the Borgstrom cloud. Just tell me when to throw it.
And make sure it's powered.
Of course.
It's staying on course. May not have noticed you yet. Coming into range in 5.
I see it now.
Four,
I'm getting a bearing.
3.
It's like it doesn't even see
2,
me.
1 now.
Got it.
I can see that. But Tara, you know that ship is still moving and yours with it.
Yes. How about that? Yes, it's putting up a little bit of a fight.
Putting up a fight? Tara, this isn't bass fishing.
Well, it's a similar principle. If I can maintain the tractor beam, it should burn out the UFO's engines, or at least draw enough power that it has to slow down.
Tara, that ship is dragging you halfway across the system. If it doesn't fly you into the asteroid, you'll be dragged into the next galaxy over. This is not a sustainable plan, Tara.
We need to communicate with this thing, this person, if I can just hold on long enough to get a signal through.
Maybe we should let this one go, Tara.
What are you talking about?
If he wants to be left alone, maybe we're just making it angry. I don't think it needs to do any harm. Maybe it attacked a ship in self-defense.
I'm not sure. But you may be right. I'm going to turn off the tractor beam. Got to try and time the engines right so I don't get thrown off!
Tara, come in. Tara, do you read
Damn,
me?
Damn, engine's cut out. I'm spinning out of control. Nothing is responding.
Okay, just relax, Tara. Keep transmitting, and I can get a patrol ship to intercept. They'll be out there in maybe a day tops.
Probably not fast enough. You know that large red gas giant they've got?
Cassiopeia Cortis?
I'm moving right for it at about, well, I was being pulled top speed when I let go around 1.1 AU per hour. Soon the spin me.
Oh, Tara, how long have you got?
Any minute now. I'm sorry you had to be around for this, Casey. Not a pleasant thing to see happen to anyone.
Oh, stop being ridiculous. You'll hit the atmosphere, yes, but that's not a death sentence.
At this speed, it's close enough. I can't get any of the inertia controls working, and the outer layer of Cassiopeia Cortis is as thick as ice.
Tara, I've always... Well, you know I always was your friend.
Casey, I've always liked you. Maybe that should be enough.
Tara, wait, we can't...
Odd. I've stopped. Casey? Casey, are you there?
Tara, do you read me?
The cockpit. pit suddenly went all green. Some kind of light. Care to say anything?
Tara, you're cut. The UFO has sent out some kind of tractor beam.
Is that true? Or is this another side effect of the Borgstrom cloud? Because I still see bats.
Hello there, Native.
Did you?
Heard it, Tara.
Can you hear me? I'm unused to this method of communication. I may not be doing it correctly. Able to Baker? Diver down! Require a tug.
Greetings. This is Tara Flame of the Vanguard of the League of Planets Interstellar Navy. I come in peace. Sorry about the whole misunderstanding with the tractor beam.
You were overzealous in your eagerness to make contact. That is forgivable.
Well, thank you.
Casey, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
That depends. You go first, and I'll say if it sounds crazy or not.
My three-dimensional form was difficult to properly choose. I wanted to present something comforting and familiar.
So, some kind of knit sweater.
It does look quite comfortable.
If my appearance has caused undue distress, I apologize. I assure you, my intentions are peaceful.
What about the Emerald Dream? They say you opened fire on them.
I accidentally manifested a few photon beams my people use for communication. I did not realize they presented a physical hazard in this dimension.
What does that mean? Where are you from?
Not far. There is a portal between our dimensions, near to one of the moons of this planet. My kind manifests normally in the sixth dimension. Three-dimensional living is quite an unusual experience.
So you actually experience six dimensions, in addition to height, length, depth...
There is also duration, temper, and tensile strength. At least those are the closest translations possible. Imagine explaining depth to a two-dimensional being.
Hey, we've got an entire book on the subject.
And you can just make this journey whenever, go through the portal?
It requires some expenditure of energy, but it is a safe process for my people.
What about if I were to go through, visit your dimension...
Wait a minute, Tara.
Just academically speaking, Casey, relax.
The experience would be disorienting. Without an existing frame of reference, your mind would draw upon images and sounds at random. You would not be able to trust your eyes.
So like the... It's the Borgstrom cloud, isn't it?
You were lucky to come out the other side.
There's so much you have to tell us. Listen, if we could get you to appear at the Assembly Hall on Polaris Secundus, informally, of course, we'll keep it under wraps at first.
I'm afraid my visit is strictly temporary. My people still have very strict rules regarding interaction between our cultures. I'm in violation by even talking to you.
Then why did you come here?
For the experience, of course. I quite enjoyed our chase. Did you?
Well, I won't say it was the worst time I've ever had on patrol. There was that part where I almost died, but that was mostly my fault.
Perhaps I should visit this dimension more often? In secret, of course.
Come back any time. Just remember, we only live about 100 years or so. I'm sure you're all immortal or live based on temperature or something.
It is difficult to explain. But I shall remember to visit within your chronological spans. This dimension is very dangerous. Take care of yourselves. Farewell.
Wait. What's your name?
Call me... Josephine.
And there he goes, into the cloud.
He? Her name is Josephine.
Oh, who knows? The concept of gender probably doesn't even apply to them.
Well, that wasn't the most properly handled first contact in galactic history, but it could have gone worse.
I think I'm happy with it. Would you look at that? Engines are finally coming back online.
My offer still stands for you to join us at the listening post.
I don't know. XJ2 is a bit out of my way.
Oh, come on. There's an open bar, a few snacks left in the break room, and Sala managed to bring over a few Capellan wrestling specials.
Ooh. Does he have anything from the Trusk Federation's latest season?
I think it's the whole run, but maybe missing a few of the weekly shows.
You know something? I've earned this. I identify the source of a disturbance, can report that no threat exists, and have technically made first contact with a civilization from another dimension. You're on, Casey.
You mean it? I was... Well, sure.
Following hunches has worked pretty well so far.
I'll get Sulla to cover the rest of my shift. He owes me.
I'm revving up the FTL engines now. See you in a couple hours. Jumping to FTL now. Everyone out there listening, this is Tara Flame, signing off.
Tara Flame on Patrol was written by Evan Waters and produced by Catherine Ranella. This story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriters Competition Winners Collection of 2014-2015, featuring the voice talents of Beth Josephson as Tara Flame, Sean Brown as Casey Smith, and Adam Simon as The Entity. Studio recording by the students of the CCS Fort Hays Audio Production Class. Music provided by Kevin McLeod and Kay Hartwig, as permitted under Creative Commons license. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.